Okay, Ducate, how was the hike? And so tell me something you learned and something you did.
Well, I learned that if you really look around, you can find marble rocks. And we went to the prairie, and we looked all around just to find one marble rock that if we reflected in the sun, it would, like, burn a little.
And did it burn a little?
Yes.
Excellent. And Elaine?
I learned that you can find quartz anywhere, and we got to roast marshmallows on the fire we built, and that was fun.
Always a good time. Okay, Brennan, so there's a rumor going on, Brennan, that you actually ate a dandelion. Did you eat the dandelion?
Yes.
How did the dandelion taste?
It tasted actually kind of like an onion, but without the tang, actually.
Interesting. How about something you did that was fun?
Something that I did was I found two quartz rocks, and when you rub them together, it makes a little bit of light, which was really fun.
Matthew.
Yeah. I learned that when you eat pines of a that eastern hemlock, then you don't swallow it but chew on it for a while, then when you spit it out, your spit turns green. And something I did fun was that we made fire on the floor hour long. Probably took an hour with the making the fire.
Excellent. Casey.
I learned how to climb this rock called Big Mama, and something fun was seeing these two snakes that Malachi found.
Excellent. Thank you, Casey. Okay, Josh.
I have learned that you can find marble. It is everywhere, like not in one certain place. And what was fun that, well, we saw the whale rock. It is really big, and that we went on it, but like not the tippity top.
What's the whale rock?
It's a giant rock.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Josh. Lindsay. Something you did on your hike that was interesting and something you did that was fun.
When we were hiking, we saw a beaver dam. Something that we did that was fun was we went through the pine forest and navigated ourselves out of there.
Tara.
Yeah. Oh, something interesting was that he talked about if we rub two pieces of quartz together, then it would glow, but not make a spark, it would glow. And something that was fun was roasting marshmallows by the fire and doing possum on the other field groups.
I saw you guys do that. That was hysterical. And Mrs. Lewis has got a great video of that I've got to get from her.
Grace.
Something interesting I learned was I haven't thought of anything yet.
You've learned nothing today?
No, I have. I just forgot.
What was something fun you did?
Oh, something fun I did was building the fire.
Okay, so what did you learn about building fires from building fires?
That you need to make like a pyramid to like, and all the sticks need to like catch on fire.
Excellent, thank you, Gracie. I told you to learn something. Okay, Rania. Hi.
Something I learned was if you had like a sibling, if you had a sibling that died and you had multiple siblings that died around the same age, they'd have like the same gravestone, or they might have gravestones like next to each other.
Oh, this is from going to the cemetery, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was a little confused at the beginning of your story where you were going with this, had to do with E-Camp. Okay, what's something fun that you did? I'm assuming the cemetery was not the fun thing you did, or maybe it was, I don't know.
No.
When we were like trying to get from one side, there was this river or creek, and we had to pull this bridge to the side so we could get to the other side. Well, the people.
Did you get to the other side?
Yeah.
Cool. That's very important to get to the other side. Sam.
Something interesting that I learned was that a seep is sort of when water comes from underground and then it usually comes like up under and it's usually under some leaves, and then that will extend into a creek, and then a creek will extend into a river, and then if you follow a river upstream, it will lead into a pond or a lake of some sort.
Something fun you did.
Something fun that I did was when we were trying to lift a bridge that had it was washed by the creek downstream, and we lifted it all the way back and put it back in place.
That sounds heavy.
It was heavy.
Okay, Nolan. Mr. Champion.
What I thought was interesting that we learned was that glacial erratics were random rocks or boulders when the last ice age occurred.
You know, that's one thing I really like about this place. You guys get to talk about ice ages and stuff. And so what's something fun you did?
On the hike, we found snakes, so we took like lots of pictures of them. And that was fun.
Okay. Matthew, I promise I won't call you Andrew anymore. What was something you did that was really fun?
We made a fire and we roasted marshmallows in it.
And something you learned that was really interesting.
Well, I learned that there were different types of fires that you can make, like in like different formations, and some work better than the others.
Do you remember, was there one particular one that worked best?
We used the pyramid one, where we like did sticks like in a pyramid shape, then lit it, and then we put like bark around it and then lit it.
And that worked the best? Very cool. Okay. Madeline.
Something fun I did in field group was that we did a team activity where there was a board, like a seesaw, and we had to have people on each side to make it even.
And were you guys able to balance the board?
Sort of. At the end, we got pretty close, but not completely to it.
Way more challenging than you think it's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
And something you did that was really fun.
Something that was really fun was having the picnic right near the river.
What did you have for your picnic?
Sandwiches, apples, and chips, and juice box.
Sounds good. Okay, Miss Sarah.
I liked having a picnic by the river and seeing the prom. It was written in rocks by the river. And today we went like hiking by the river and.
What'd you learn?
I learned a lot about that the river has three parts. And like the beginning is like the young part of the river, and then there's like the middle part, and then the end is like the older part of the river.
Very cool. Fiona, I don't know how I can possibly not remember your name, Fiona. I had both your siblings. So it's Fiona. Tell me what you did that was fun and what you did that was learned that was interesting.
Something that I enjoyed was that teamwork activity where all 11 kids had to balance on the board, and each kid had to be on the last board and they had to balance.
Were you in Madeline's group?
No.
So you did. Okay. And something you learned that was really interesting.
Something that I learned was that snakes, they curl up when they're threatened.
Excuse me?
Something that I learned is that snakes curl up when they're threatened.
Did you see a threatened snake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had a camera shy one earlier, so now we have a threatened snake. Okay. Emmy. So tell me, I'm learning everybody's names. Emmy, so tell me something that was really interesting and something that was really fun.
Something that was interesting was probably going to a cemetery, and something interesting that I learned was that more kids died than older people. And something fun would probably be touching mullein, which is a soft leaf plant.
Touching what?
Soft leaf plants, which is called mullein.
Oh, mullein. Okay. And I was going to say what it felt like, but I guess it was soft, right?
Soft.
Cassie.
Something fun was when we found like a stream and we were like going through it, like trying not to get wet.
Right.
We were like stepping on all the rocks, trying not to fall in and crossing all the way down. And something I learned was that the reason more kids died, like, more than adults was because, like, usually because they didn't have cures for stuff, they just couldn't do anything about it when they got sick.
Childhood was very dangerous. You made it out of childhood. You actually had pretty decent life expectancy, but getting out of childhood was difficult. AJ.
Something fun that I liked was going on, like, we went to these, is this like a rock park? I forget what it was called, but there was a bunch of big rocks, and we, Ian, our group leader, and our whole group, we climbed one of the big rocks called Big Mama, like, and we had to, like, climb up a tree to get onto it, and it was really fun. And something fun that I learned was that, I learned that, like, when snakes are surrounded by, like, humans, they curl up in, like, a ball, and they, like, they start hissing because they're, like, really scared.
Anybody tell you why the rock was called Big Mama?
It was the biggest one there, and then they had Big Mama, and then next to it they had Big Papa, so it was like a family.
Okay. Andrew.
Something really fun, well, this was from yesterday. I did my first dissection, and it was on a baby pig.
Did you learn anything from your dissection?
I learned that in a dissection, with something like this, you need to learn that this used to be living, so you need to take this very seriously. And if one thing's messed up, you might just ruin the whole thing.
Something you did that was really fun.
I thought it was really fun when out in the woods in Ian's group, we found two snakes on a shortcut path. And one was curled up in a ball because it felt threatened and it started hissing at us.
Yes, I've heard about these camera shy and threatened snakes all afternoon. Okay, thank you. That's it. So that was from our four-hour field group this morning. And everyone seems to be having a good time. The weather has cleared up nicely. And thank you for listening.